that's on your mind.
Hello, Dr. Wright. I am. My question is on lab test results on sex hormone binding globulin.
Uh-huh.
It continues to run very high, and I'm having difficulty finding anything to help me to lower it, and I'm wondering if you can help me.
Well, possibly. However, it's not just the sex hormone binding globulin we want to look at. We want to look at that and the balance between it and one's either own hormones, if one is premenopausal, or the balance between sex hormone binding globulin and one's bioidentical hormone replacement, if one is using it. And if that balance is a good one, good. Good, 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 ma'am, because here's why that's so good. One, it's going to do you a heck of a lot of good, helps maintain cognition and so forth. But getting back to sex hormone binding globulin, if your estrogens are where they should be, which is within the range that a woman in her late 30s would have, it doesn't matter how high your sex hormone binding globulin is or how low it is if you're in the appropriate range on the hormones themselves. Now, let's say that for whatever reason, you have to keep increasing your dose of your hormones because they're all being chewed up by that sex hormone binding globulin, then one of the, which I doubt happens, I don't see that much at all. But if it ever did, one of the things is to check your vitamin D level, ma'am. And if you're not in that tropical optimal, which is where people are of any ethnic group, doesn't matter which ethnic group, if they live in the tropics, get an adequate amount of sunshine, don't burn themselves to death. They know better than that if they live in the tropics. Anyway, that is one thing that can help lower that sex hormone binding globulin if it needs to be lowered. But remember, the big deal is what's the balance between the hormones themselves and the hormone binding globulin. And if even if your hormone binding globulin is high, if your hormones themselves are okay, that means it's not binding too many of them. That is, the binding globulin isn't binding too many of them because yours are okay. See,
it seems that I have to have increased doses of them, so I'm thinking it's interfering.
Okay. Well, then, have you had your vitamin D level checked, ma'am?
Yes, and it has been in a good level. A high level where we want it to be.
Well, tell me what that level is, ma'am, because there is some degree disagreement among laboratories and physicians about what a good level may be.
Oh, well, it's above 80.
Okay. Well, if it's above 80 and below 100, then you're in a good spot. That's
yeah.
A tropical spot. Okay. Well, it looks like you got it covered with your vitamin D. So is it possible for you and or you and your physician to go back and look at your hormone levels to make sure that not too much of the hormone is being munched up by the sex hormone binding globulin? When did you last do that?
Levels were done on May 17th.
Oh, not too long ago.
Yes, and yes, so I had the progesterone, testosterone, and estradiol done. And I wanted to ask you a question about the estrogen levels. The estradiol and estriol recently have changing them to get more of a balanced dosage of those two versus them backing way off on the estradiol and increasing the estriol. But the recent information from the doctor is that that it needs to be more balanced.
Well, that can happen.
Any comments on that?
Yes, that can happen, and that's why we ask women to check when they're starting their bioidentical hormones in 3 months, and then if that looks good, give it 6 months, and then if that looks good, we can go out to 9 months or a year. But the reason we do keep checking is for reasons that I don't know all of. Even though the person's using the same, the woman's using the same, sometimes that balance will change, and it's best to get it rebalanced. Now, it sounds like you're getting urine tests done. Is that correct?
No. No blood tests only.
Ma'am, you cannot measure estriol accurately in blood. That was proven by Dr. Longcoper in 1975 when he actually convinced, and I wouldn't be convinced, but he convinced some women to take estriol radioactively tagged. I am not kidding you, ma'am. I wouldn't do that, but he did. And why did he do that? He wanted to track that radiation, see how long it stayed in the bloodstream, because it was attached to the estriol. And what he found, and this may be the root of your problem, ma'am, in trying to get this done, what he found was that estriol had a half-life in the serum, in the blood, that is, blood serum. Had a half-life in the blood serum, I'm not kidding you, ma'am, from 6 minutes to a little over an hour. And after that time, it just disappeared. And I would have look imbalanced, too, if I got my blood tested at the wrong time because they couldn't find the estriol because it disappears. That's what Dr. Longco proved. So that's why, if we're going to do bioidentical hormones accurately, we must check the free fraction of all the estrogens, and we can only do that in a urine test. And saliva testing is lousy, too. It's been shown that if the hormones are coming from the outside, that the saliva is not accurate. But if the hormones are being made by a woman's own ovaries, then for whatever reason, the saliva is accurate. So if we're using bioidentical hormone replacement, we've got to measure the free fraction of all the hormones in the urine. And whoever is doing something different for you, ma'am, is not doing this properly. I'm very sorry.
So is it a single urine test or is it a 24-hour urine test?
Of course it's a 24 hours, ma'am, because if it's just a single urine test and you put your hormones on at X o'clock and then you collect a single urine test 2 hours later, it's going to be different than it would be if it were 4 hours later or 6 hours later. So we want to know what's happening in that 24-hour period during which each woman who's getting tested has taken it for at least several days, so it does equilibrate, and then we get the whole 24 hours. I know it's a nuisance. I know that. I work with a lot of white women who do them. Any guy like me, I'm old enough to need testosterone, we have to do our 24-hour urines too, because some of us guys, too much testosterone turns into estrogens, and if we don't measure it in the urine, we're not catching it properly. So anyway, ma'am, I would really, really, really suggest you check with somebody who knows what they're doing with hormone replacement. This does not sound like they know what they're doing.
Okay, thank you. Can I see anyone at your clinic?
There is one doctor who unfortunately favors salivary testing. We're having a big argument about that, but they'll tell you at the front desk who that is, and you can see with any of the other doctors.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am.